This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Today is Election Day, and it isn't as significant as a presidential election or even an off-year congressional election. Nevertheless, Americans are going to the polls to vote and may illustrate the mood of the electorate during this time of turmoil. Victor Davis Hanson describes this striking dichotomy. The United States should be at its pinnacle of strength. It is preeminent in goods and services as well as university graduate programs. The military is the best funded in the world. But something has gone terribly wrong with America from the southern border to Afghanistan. Here are just two of his examples. Candidates Joe Biden and Kamala Harris trashed the Trump vaccines manufactured under Operation Warp Speed. After the inauguration, Biden falsely claimed that no one had been vaccinated until his ascension. He claimed he didn't believe in vaccine mandates until he did. Victor Davis Hanson also reminds us that all American citizens must be vaccinated, but not the 2 million non-citizens expected to illegally cross the southern border this year. A recent book reports that General Mark Milley promised his Chinese counterpart that he would tip off the People's Liberation Army of any planned U.S. actions. He was clearly violating the laws established in 1947, 1953, and 1986, but it is unlikely he or any other general who criticized the previous president will be punished. Two retired Army generals even urged Milley to order Army forces to remove Trump from office if, in their opinion, he obstructed the results of the 2020 election. There are three other examples, but these two examples document what he calls the Afghanization of America. In some ways, we're starting to look like a third world country. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Critical Race Theory, go to viewpoints.info/CRT.